secret guest in the studio. I don't know if he wants to announce his presence, or maybe he wants to have, like, a special pseudonym for tonight.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of anything funny. You can make one up for me, because you're good at the, on the spot.
Okay, yeah. On the spot?
Just based
MC
on, like...
Ghetto Gertrude.
Oh, yeah.
MC Ghetto Gertrude.
The exact same thing I was going to say.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're listening to some ghetto dance music, and I hope you like it. This is, once again, CITR 101.9 FM, the station that brings you the hits you deserve, because you've been very bad.
We'll be right back.
Wow, so you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Laser?
Yeah.
All right, we are in the studio with our super secret DJ who is going by the code name Laser, but I can tell you that he's internationally famous and he's just coming back from touring with a very famous band, which we will code name Assholes. Yeah, the Assholes. Touring with the Assholes. He used to be in Death from Asshole 1979. Yeah, you're talking to that one. I'm gonna talk into this one. The fuck is a where the fuck is a headphone? It's beginning to get on my nerves. I have to tell you that. Okay, let's see. Where is that? Mic 2. What is this? Am I even talking?
That's busted.
This is so ghetto. This is the most ghetto studio I've ever had the displeasure of working with, working in, whatever. Okay, so this sort of works now. All right, so Laser, how you doing? Are you having a party?
Best party I've ever been to in my life.
The best party ever, awesome.
Sure, I don't go to many parties, but you know.
Yeah, you know, the weird thing is, like, when you start DJing and, like, being paid to go to parties, and especially...
No, they don't pay me.
They don't pay you?
No.
No?
Just do it for the love.
You do it for the love? That's a lie. You're a wealthy man. You are a wealthy man, DJ Laser. DJ Laser sounds kind of like somebody who would be in a high school talent competition.
Well, that's how I got all my critical acclaim.
That's how I imagine. I think that would be awesome because, you know, you always sort of see those really serious kids. And did you have this at your high school? Like really serious kids with like really expensive turntables, sort of doing very serious things with vinyl, but they're sort of awkward kids and very
like they've never seen a girl naked. Kind of
like they've never seen a girl naked, and they will not see a girl naked ever until they're rich. They will be rich at one point, and
maybe.
Then they will be able to pay for it. But where was I going with that? Yeah, I think one of those DJs would just be really awesome to have at, like, a really just crazy party with, like, coke and strippers and, you know, that heen and everybody's doing the dance, like, in the videos with the glitter everywhere and everybody's sort of, like, shaking themselves. And have you seen, like, those hip-hop videos with the rapping and the exotic dancers? Have you noticed that thing they can do with their posteriors? Where they can sort of like, where they can make it clap, and they have a lot of songs about this.
Mostly of Jamaican ethnicity.
I wouldn't say Jamaican. Snoop Dogg has a new one about it. I don't think Snoop Dogg is Jamaican.
That's true. I don't know. Where are you going with this?
Where am I
like,
going with
what
this?
Are we talking about?
I don't remember. I don't remember. You know, I'm enjoying a new medication, everyone. Lines are open right now, 604-822-2487. Right now, if you want to call in and talk about your experiences with prescription medication, I am now enjoying 20 milligrams of escitalopram. I think I got that right. And another about 2 milligrams of benzodiazepines daily. And that is making things really exciting. Today, I had this freak out in the Majestic. I don't know if you've ever been in the Majestic, but it's kind of like a, this lounge on Davie Street. And I was like, you know, I haven't been to Davie Street in a while. I want to go to Davie Street and have a good time on Davie Street and sort of look at the old dudes and just be glad that I'm not like 45 and covered in leather.
Yeah. Well, but you will be when you are 45.
I will be. No, yeah, I think I'm probably going to kill myself before it gets that bad. But so I was at the Majestic, and I was all of a sudden there was I was reading some article in the you know the shitty fag rag the Extra West, which I love and I read all the time, even if it's you know not exactly like a legitimate paper or anything. But I love it. It's very close to my heart. So I was reading it, and they were talking about you know Dutch people, and I was like. Wait, where are Dutch people from? Are they from Dutchland? I just flipped out because I forgot that Dutch people are from Holland. I thought there was like a Dutchland, and I just couldn't get it. And I think my friend thought I was like drunk or high or something.
Kind of like I think you are right now.
Kind of, yeah. But, you know, it's really exciting. Better living through pharmaceuticals.
I just want the CITRO to know that Mondo Trasho here will be the new president of this radio station.
Yes.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell. Yeah, I'm going to be the new president of CITR. So that's a little frightening. But
for you or for me? Everybody else?
For everybody else. Yeah. For everybody else.
More
you
so
know,
I'd say.
It's like when I'm like one of the most responsible people here, what does that really say about the station where we're going? Oh, so also, you know, the executive nominations, elections, that kind of thing is coming up. It's not really elections. It's just kind of like if you want to do something, get involved. So if you are a UBC student and you want to get involved with CITR right now, We are having that kind of shit, and if you want to show up, I think on March either 7th or 14th, there's going to be an email going out to our listserv. But if you're not a CITR member, come into the CITR Lounge on Friday, March 7th at 2 p.m., and we're going to have an info session about how you can get involved, basically help us throw parties, that kind of stuff. It's going to be fun. Probably some food. Cupcakes. I might make cupcakes.
I love making cupcakes.
Cupcakes are my new thing. Although I'm a vegan now, but it's great because, you know, I've sort of been on a diet recently. Because my new thing is I'm going to get shirtless on the cover of Extra West. I want to be shirtless on the cover of Extra West. If I'm not shirtless on the cover of Extra West within 1 year, I'm going to kill myself.
That was the newspaper you were just talking
about?
Yeah,
that was the magazine, the local rag.
It all comes together. And you're
exactly.
It all makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. It's fantastic. I had a plan. I was going here all along. So, you know, the great thing is, you know, now I'm a vegan. I can make as many cupcakes as I want. Oh, looks like we have a caller.
No way.
Yes, we have a caller. Put him on the air. Let's see. All right, caller, are you there? Caller, hello? Caller, are you there? Hello?
I get to some music, okay?
Hello?
I heard him.
Cut to some music?
Yep, get to some music. Let's stop the talk and do the walk.
Stop the talk. Really?
Bye.
You know what? You don't have a radio show. Oh! He hung up on me. Okay, listen, honey. Okay, you do not call up on my radio show and hang up on me, okay? I will talk whenever I want, for as long as I want, about whatever I want. I don't even care. This is spoken word content. The CRTC regulations state that we must have at least 15 minutes of spoken word content for every hour of programming. So let me tell you, darling, when you think you know how to run a radio station or how to run a radio show, why don't you come down here and get your own radio show, honey? But let me tell you something. You don't have a radio show. You are not anything compared to me, because I am gorgeous. I am forever, and you are nothing. Let's play some music. Let's play some music anyway, because I'm getting kind of tired of talking. Do we have some hit records? I like hit records.
You want something? I don't know.
Play some music. How dare you? How dare you?
Which one's the...
Oh, that one over there. Just hit that one. All right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, even if you don't want to be.
Not.
So, hey, what's going on, Vancouver? Yeah, party! Party up at CITR 101.9 FM. We, of course, are joined by our top-secret, internationally renowned DJ, codenamed Laser.
Hey, you remembered.
Yeah, I remembered completely. And we are, let's see. Do you want to talk about your experiences on tour with the band we're going to codename the Assholes?
No, because you just codenamed them the Assholes.
Because I just codenamed them the Assholes. Okay, yes. And if they are by any chance listening to this, listen, honey, I know what you said about James Murphy. It's over, girl. I'm going to cut you. You ain't going to be pretty no more. DFA is out for you, girl. They're going to cut you. Going to cut you. Okay, so I think we're going to give away some Nada Surf tickets. Nada Surf, yeah. So, I'm going to play this song, and it's really cool, and if you call in and tell me how much you like it, and how much fun you're having, this is the key word, fun. Fun! Fun! I'm having fun now! I'm having lots of fun! Lots of fun! Hooray for fun! I haven't started playing. Okay. Okay, caller one, you're on the air.
Yeah, why are you talking about cutting people? You're just a twit. Get off the air.
You, honey, you better go get your own show, darling, before you talk to anybody. Anybody.
He never defends himself.
What?
He never defends himself.
He never defends anyone. He doesn't need to be defended. Listen, let me tell you something, girl. If you are calling in, you don't know what's going on. Cutting refers to cutting someone out of your life. You are not with it. You are obviously just someone who is not in the know, someone who does not know what is going on. I don't know. I just like that I'm making people angry. I'm totally getting off on this, so please keep calling in. Tell me what a twit I am. I like it!
And I'm getting uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, just, you know, watching you like it that much.
Like it that much? Don't get any ideas. I'm not liking it that much. So we're going to play this song for you. And you can call in for not a surf ticket, 604-822-2487. You have to tell me how much you like it. You have to say you're having fun, though.
I think that's it.
And hey, if you don't like this, by the way, there are a lot of other stations. Maybe like one of those oldies stations would be better suited for you, where they just play Buddy Holly records or whatever it is, where they're not cutting edge. You know, if you don't want to be cutting edge, you don't have to listen to CITR 101.9 FM. You don't have to listen to anything. You can just go and, like, put on Wax Cylinders or listen to NPR, whatever you do. This is cutting edge. This is fun. We're having fun. We are having lots of fun here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mondo Tracho with Maxwell What Maxwell. And if you don't like it, well, then you can just go take a running jump and just jump in a big pile of poo.
Never had a chance. what's true. I'ma just run right here and say it's true.
A young child, but not complete as a whole. Before I was born, you're up and strolled. Mama was there, but you was up in the wind. You never even knew my name, and then you never wrote, called, let alone came by. As a youth, it was hard to wonder why. But now I'm older, and I don't dwell in self-pity, thinking about the life you didn't give me. I remember when I used to tell lies. When people would ask, I just fantasized, making up stories to make you look good. But the real truth was, you was never no good. People used to say I look just like you, but rest assured, I don't act like you. I'm more than that, my mama raised me better, and you can best believe I'm much more together. So believe that.
And mama, is it true what they say, that papa never worked again in his life?
And mama, bad talk going round town said papa had three outside children and another wife, and that ain't right.
Talk about Papa doing some stupid preaching. Talking about saving souls all the time, Lee.
Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Mama did all the innocent song.
We'll be right back. Welcome to Craigslist Ads, read as poetry by robots, only on Mondo Trasho. Our first poem is entitled, Your Girl in Panties, M4M, 26. Normally, a very masculine guy, but when I put panties and a lacy push-up bra on, I like to become your pretty, femme, bottom girl. Love to put on tight, sexy, lacy panties. Maybe model them for you, and in all other sense become your girl for the night. I'm looking for a masculine guy into this scene. I'm DD free, neg and clean. Also discreet. Have piss I'd be glad to send. Ahem. Thank you. Our next poem is entitled, Love to Play with a Clean Tight, M4M, 62. Nerdy old white men, short and fat who likes to play with your clean, by sliding my fingers in and out, oscillating fingers to open your, love to finger your hole with one finger them two fingers oscillating them, drive the deep them use three to open you up so I can reach in with my fist or if you like a dildo. My dildo's one soft and one harder start at 3-4 diameter to 2-1-4 diameter and is 8.5 long, bring a condom and lubricant. I only host. I am disease-free, HIV negative and UB2. I use latex glove with plenty of your lubricant, some description, height, weight, age, smooth or hairy and have a tight clean. No picture here, none from you needed but they are welcome. Just tell me what you want me to do and stats. If no information, Samtai will delete your email. Serious replies only tired of players and no shows. Be ready to meet. The next poem is, Married Man Looking for First Time, M40, 35. I've fantasized about T-girls since I first learned about them as a teenager, but was too shy to ever do anything about my desires. Things are different now. And I'd like to meet a girl and satisfy my long-suppressed need. I'm white, 510, 250, uncut, graying hair, bearded, further details and photo available on request. Your age doesn't matter at all, and neither does your size. I like big girls and small girls. You don't have to be 100% passable but do have to be convincingly feminine. I cannot host so you must be able to, or we can split a motel room, I guess. We will conclude today's program with one last poem, Masculine Mature and Limp, M4M, 50. We can still play, I have no problem with a limp. That can still. Masculine mature hairy handsome discreet very RLGBM 6 foot 220 fit and solid grade. Shaved head goatee hairy hard chest big nipples hung. And cut. Bottom versatile for mutual. Kiss, grope, fondle, cuddle. Play, rim. And. I suck toes, besides grown men. LOL, pick and stats. Hosting, we ho, but not OF, we ho, LOL. Thank you. This has been, Craigslist Ads, read as poetry by robots. Only on Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell. We'll be right back.
give you my love, but you don't care. So what is right and what is wrong? Give me a sign. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Come on. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Come on.
She's so down, no, I'm getting paid.
Another remix Sunday. Lead to the side, you know what I'm saying? Word up, peace to my nigga, you fool fat. Reppin' that Brooklyn Zoo crew.
Watching me see you haters watching,
uptown,
watching
baby.
Me watching me,
uptown,
watching me
baby.
See you haters watching. We're gonna sing it like this. My eyes is low, riding low. Police in the rear view, driving slow. Watching like I got a Glock in the glove compartment in the pound and the fire smoke. I threw the shades on, laid back and felt like I threw the cape on. Fuck, can't pretend, so the glasses blasting. Snoop and Acorn, Superman with a little boost of eggnog and E and J. Either way, I don't really care what police will say. Pull me over, get the license. Wanna put me in prison, but you're indecisive. Hating, cause I'm on dating, chasing. Faithful, laced up with nothing but the greatness. When everything is clean. 10-4, tip the shades a little bit, spin dolphins.
I don't want to be a star.